Let us pray. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might love and our hands that we might serve. And take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Have you ever asked a question to someone when you already thought you knew the answer? Why do you think we do that? Sometimes I believe it's probably just to make conversation, like asking someone what they think of about a particular political candidate. It opens a door for some conversation and gives us an excuse to voice our views. Or we might want another person's opinion on an issue that we are struggling with. We might feel we know the answer, but we want someone else to affirm it. Or like today's gospel reading, we have a man who wants Jesus to tell him that how he is now living will allow him to gain eternal life. I believe before he asks Jesus the question, he already knows the answer. He hears Jesus say that he must sell all his possessions and give them to the poor. This causes him to turn his back to Jesus and walk away in sadness. If the man knew he was leading a good life and doing right things, there would be no reason for him to ask the question. Like the rich man, it is difficult to detach our lives from things that we know separate us from God. For the rich man, it was his possessions. But what is it for us? Each of us has our own riches that we find hard to give up. Someone once said that the biggest sin that we must deal with is the sin of idolatry. No, I don't mean worshiping the golden calf, but the worship of ourselves, placing our needs and wants ahead of others. The rich man in Mark's gospel was afraid to let go of his riches. He wasn't sure that he could make it in this world without them. Could we be the same? Most of us don't possess wealth that gets in our way, but there are other things that do. Things we take for granted that have been getting in our way for so long we don't even recognize them. Or if we do, we're not willing or ready to correct them. The story comes to mind of a little fish swimming up to its mother, all in a panic. Mama, mama, what's water? I gotta find water or I'll die. We live immersed in this water. And the reason we miss it is not that it's so far away, but that it's so close. We don't see our idols because we've been swimming with them for a long time. The rich man went away sad because he could not or would not give up his riches in favor of Christ. But the Gospels don't say riches in themselves are evil, nor does it seem the rich man's riches made him a sinful person. He was a law-abiding and good man, but Jesus was asking him to go further in his faith life and become a full-fledged, totally devoted follower. I don't believe the rich have a problem so much giving up his possessions, but it was what Jesus asked him to do after he gave up his wealth. That was to follow him. Could this be our problem too? How did Jesus live his life? Jesus' life was not based on following the culture or politics of the day, but genuinely caring for others. He didn't seem to own anything and seemed unconcerned about it. Jesus focused on spreading the word of God through mercy, compassion, repentance. So it really sounds like it's not so much giving anything up, but rather in doing and taking action and following in Jesus' way. That was the challenge for the rich man. What is it for us today? It puts a question to us in what we ultimately trust. Is it money, possessions, status, or power? Or are we willing to put our trust in, are we not willing to put our trust in God? Not that this trust will guarantee an easy walk through life. Trusting in God does not mean we can relax and stop working and let God take care of us. We must believe that whatever life presents to us, God will be our strength and security. Trust. Easily said, but hard to live. Another question before us today is, how much of our lives are we willing to invest in following Christ? Does our faith cost us anything, or have we just made compromises and avoided the demands faith has made on us? Tomorrow is a word I use quite a bit. Maybe you use it too. I'll start that diet tomorrow. I'll visit the gym tomorrow. I'll visit my sick friend tomorrow. I'll help feed the poor tomorrow. I'll become a committed follower of Christ tomorrow. Who knows what we followers of Christ will be called to give up or do, but the gospel directs us to be prepared and willing to let go of whatever hinders our full commitment to Jesus and his ways today. All our gifts come from God. God should be the one who directs us in distributing and delighting in what he has graciously gifted us to use in his name. We are stewards of all we have been given, not the owners. Jesus has one last challenge to the rich man and to us. Are we willing to share what we have with the poor, these less fortunate than ourselves? Our time, our energy, and our love. We may not be rich, but there's always those who have less. As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us pray that we will know and believe that for God all things are possible, and to become a follower of Christ today, not tomorrow. Amen.